This morning we called his brother Jeffrey Dobbs in Bandra on the southernmost part of Sri Lanka. Jeffrey is a businessman who owns the tiny island off the coast of southern Sri Lanka where the Dobbs family was vacationing when the tsunami hit. Jeffrey also owns four hotels in the region. Two of the hotels are still intact, but instead of vacationers, they are now filled with reporters from around the world. Jeffrey Dobbs has joined the relief efforts to get fishermen and small businesses back on their feet. He says the economy of Sri Lanka's southern coast depends on tourism and fishing. Are a lot of fishermen afraid to go back to sea now?
Well, a certain amount of them are for various reasons. I mean, obviously, this part of the coast is reliant on fishing and tourism as its main forms of income. The fishermen, of course, were very close to the sea when the tsunami struck. Not many of them were out at sea because it struck at 9:20. But, of course, many of them lost their families, and they're very traumatized because of that. There are, of course, persistent rumors that another tsunami will come, and at the moment, the biggest rumor is that there'll be a tsunami on the 8th of January. So people are very scared about that. And most of them are sleeping inland at night.
Is there any scientific evidence to back up that rumor or that prognostication?
If I'm honest with you, I think it is total rumor, but I really haven't had the time to listen to any radio broadcast, so I can't pass comment on that.
Are you taking it seriously?
To be honest, I'm not taking it seriously, but, you know, if there, I mean, just, in fact, yesterday, while we were bringing in some fish, the first catch of the day, there was a rumor that there was a tsunami and there was complete panic in the street.
Let's get back to the fishermen for a moment. I know that there are so many people who were lost at sea that a lot of people are afraid to eat fish that are caught in that sea because of all of the dead and decomposing bodies. What are some of the concerns about the quality of the fish?
Well, that is another rumor which is spreading around the country, and in order to try and squash that rumor, 2 nights ago, we asked the fishermen of the fishing village of Marissa to go out to sea. They came back in the morning, and we had a barbecue in front of some of the world press. We ate the food with the fishermen to indicate that we did not have any fears about eating it. We then organized for 7 fishermen to go up to Colombo to meet the president and her entire cabinet at their weekly cabinet meeting. They were presented with the fish. We also presented fish to the leader of the opposition, Mr. Ranil Wickremesinghe, and we are urging people to eat fish. I mean, of course, in Colombo, restaurants and hotels stop serving fish, and we want to get people serving fish. And, in fact, we're appealing to the world to eat fish and, in fact, order fish from Sri Lanka so that we'll encourage the fishermen to go back to work.
This is a pretty gruesome image, but I was wondering if there are concerns that fishermen who use nets to catch fish would also be catching bodies or body parts in those same nets.
Well, I suppose there is a chance that might happen, but hopefully that won't happen. I mean, I guess it might happen. Actually, next week we have 10 divers coming into our area. And they will be diving and searching for bodies. I don't think that many people went out to sea. Most of the people who died were people who were caught in the tsunami which came inland, and they were trapped in buildings. I mean, I myself heard a lot of people dying from being drowned as buildings collapsed around them.
Jeffrey Dobbs is a businessman in southern Sri Lanka. He's now working to help local fishermen and small businesses get started again. Can you describe a little bit how the area around you has changed in the past few days? I'm assuming that things are physically being cleaned up, that bodies have been removed, and that things aren't exactly returning to normal, but that there's some sense of time having elapsed between the tsunami and now. Can you just describe a little bit how things have been changing in the past few days?
Well, I'm very impressed with the way that villagers have cleaned up their villages. I mean, of course, there's still a huge mess around, and there is complete devastation in some villages, and buildings have totally collapsed. But All the roads are open now. You see huge piles of rubbish which have been neatly collected. You know, I'm honestly impressed with the way that the villagers have done, you know, to the most extent, done the cleaning up themselves. And every time I go up and down the coast road, which I'm doing quite frequently now, you see huge strides. So when, in fact, on the 28th of December, I was very depressed and thought this is going to take years for the economy to rebound. But, you know, I'm cautiously optimistic that the economy will rebound reasonably quickly.
Have you seen many signs of foreign aid?
Well, I've heard that there is lots of foreign aid in the capital. To be honest, I have not seen a lot of aid down in the south, particularly in the small villages, which are the areas which we have decided to help. I mean, there is, I think, I mean, obviously the city of Gaul has received a huge amount of publicity through the tragedy that they suffered, and, you know, a lot of aid has gone to them, but it's still... still has to trickle down into the villages. And in fact, I was just rushing from a village today to get this interview.
After having been swimming in the ocean when the tsunami struck, are you spooked at all about being near the ocean?
Not at all. In fact, I went swimming in the sea today. At the moment, we don't have fresh water, so in order to wash, I have to swim in the sea every day.
You own several resort hotels and a small paradise island. And tourism, I know, has been very important for the economy of Sri Lanka. I'm wondering how you feel about that kind of luxury getaway that you run, if your heart will still be in that after the devastation of the tsunami.
Well, of course it will. You know, I have no intention of leaving Sri Lanka, and you know, I'm actually sitting with my builder at the moment, who's helping me at the moment with distributing food to camps, and I am in fact starting to renovate my places tomorrow.
Tell us something about this coalition that you've put together of businessmen to help. Distribute aid to people who have been affected by the tsunami?
We are not a charity. We are not an NGO. We are a group of private individuals and companies who sprung up because nothing was happening. And we now have formed a loose sort of coalition of like-minded people spreading from Bentota, which is approximately 50 kilometers south of the capital, all the way down the coast and all the way up the east coast. And we're swapping information, we're transferring supplies where supplies are needed. You know, we're not hoarding, we're not being squirrels. We can make instant decisions because we don't have to make a decision by committee. This is all our own money. Of course, we hope that people will support us by sending us funds later, but at the moment, it's all our own money. If people, you know, I have a whatload of Sri Lankan rupees in my pocket, and when I think I see a worthwhile cause, I just pay out the money without asking for any, I don't ask for any receipts from them, and I just say to them, I will come back tomorrow, and if I don't see any progress, you won't get any more money. I mean, for instance, there's a person who sells little boats opposite my island whose livelihood has been ruined because there are no tourists coming. I do have some shops in Colombo, and I've said, okay, if you make some boats, I will sell them in your shop. Equally, Weligama, which is the village which is opposite my island, is very famous for ladies who make lace. And I said to them, in fact, I gave them just $500 today, and I said, you clean up your place, you get back to work, I will buy you instruments for you to make your lace. And if I see improvements, I will fund you more money. And you know, that is the way that I think reconstruction should take. I mean, I don't think the whole point is to get people back to work. You know, that is my message.
Have you ever done anything like this before?
I've never done anything like this before at all. I'm a total amateur at it. But in some ways. If you don't know what you're doing, you just get it done. And that is what myself and my colleagues, I have a Belgian colleague here, I have a German colleague, I have Sri Lankan colleagues who all think in the same way, totally unselfish, and just, you know, wanting to get Sri Lanka moving again.
How are you deciding which business to help out and give money to, which fishermen to try to help?
Well, we're trying to help all the fishermen. I mean, we've in the village, in the Bay of Welegama, there are 10 fishing communities. We've taken all their numbers. I mean, some have been dishonest and sort of overstated their losses, but those people we're going to give a black mark to. And, you know, we've told them that if that happens, we will not give them aid. And, in fact, most of the fishermen, they realize that and they're, you know, are being very responsible about it.
Thank you very much, and good luck with your work.
Thank you very much.
Jeffrey Dobbs is a businessman who owns several hotels in southern Sri Lanka. We spoke this morning.